I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. 238-1315.
Hey folks, this is Greg King with your Valley Fresh Market. Thank you for making us feel so welcome in the North County. We have some great specials for you this week. Creekstone USDA Choice Top Sirloin Steaks, only $8.99 a pound. And Prairie Fresh All Natural Boneless Pork Loin Chops for just $2.99 a pound. Or our Creekstone in-store freshly ground lean ground beef, just $3.99 a pound. In our dairy department, we have high protein, whole milk, Noosa yogurt, just two for $4. We also have 32-ounce Lifeway organic kefir milk for just $6.49 each. In our grocery department, all General Mills cereal, 8.5-ounce to 12-ounce packages, just two for $6. The best coffee in the world is the roaster closest to you. Pick up a pound of our Valley Fresh in-store roasted coffee. We are Valley Fresh Market, where you get fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. Valley Fresh is located off the Del Rio exit in Atascadero.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, November 17th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Food Truck Ad Hoc Committee forwards recommendations to City Council. SLO County voter participation rate higher than state average for special election. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain this morning, then mostly cloudy. Highs in the upper 50s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles Food Truck Ad Hoc Committee met for a second time last week on Wednesday. The Ad Hoc Committee was presented with a comprehensive summary of the issues raised in the previous meeting regarding food truck regulations in the city.
Piper and Katie did a great job of bringing up a synopsis of all the complaints and drafting some recommendations based on input from community members at the last public meeting. And they drafted six recommendations that were then discussed on Wednesday night.
That's Councilmember Chris Bausch, a member of the Ad Hoc Committee, alongside Councilmember Steve Gregory, discussing the meeting with KPRL News. Chris Bausch highlighted four of the six recommendations sent to City Council for discussion. Food trucks must adhere to city noise regulations, limit the space of shade structures and tables, and must carry a city business license and county permit if operating between one day and a year within the city, and private businesses must also carry a special use permit if they host a food truck for an event. The Ad Hoc Committee asked staff to further research an ordinance that would require a minimum setback from public sidewalks. Another recommendation will be discussed by City Council, which would restrict food trucks from the city's downtown core to reduce conflict. Bausch and Gregory did not agree on this recommendation. These recommendations will be discussed and approved or denied by the Passerable City Council in one of its December meetings, Councilmember Bausch told KPRL on Friday. San Luis Obispo County voter participation for special election was over state average. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazon Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazon Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today 805-635-7200 or visit blazonbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The County Elections Office has completed the 1% manual tally and is on track to tabulate all ballots by this afternoon. The latest unprocessed ballot report was released on Friday afternoon, with about 10,000 unprocessed ballots left. The Clerk Recorder's Office says these include the final batches of mail ballots, all provisional ballots, and ballots requiring a voter's signature cure. The final report is expected to be released this afternoon by 5 p.m. The Elections Office also completed its 1% manual tally, confirming the accuracy of its tabulators. The Clerk Recorder's Office notes that voter participation across the county was well above the statewide average. Slo County's participation was about 62 to 65%, and the statewide average was about 50%. 96% of ballots in the county were mail ballots, and 4% were cast at the polls. The Paso Robles annual Christmas light parade will be returning to downtown Paso Robles Saturday, December 6th. The parade starts at 6 p.m., traveling north on Spring Street from 10th to 14th Street, then east to Park Street, then around the downtown City Park. This year's theme is Christmas Lights, Winter Nights. Paso Robles Main Street Association has announced the deadline to enter the parade has been extended to Thursday, November 18th. The parade offers cash prizes of $100, $50, and $25, as well as ribbons to its winning entries. For more information, you can go to PasRobblesDowntown.org or call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103. The City of Paso Robles announced there will be a temporary closure of the restrooms in the downtown City Park. This month, the restroom closures start Monday, November 17th and end Friday, November 21st. Work will include repainting of all interior walls and security gates, refinishing the wood doors, and resealing of the brick facade. During this closure period, public access to restrooms can be found across the street in the library's lobby. The Templeton Area Advisory Group will be holding its next meeting this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. TAG holds monthly meetings to solicit community input and provide feedback about proposed community development projects in the area. TAG's annual election is approaching, and any interested members that wish to serve on the 2026 board must submit an application no later than January 22nd. Three TAG delegate seats will be up for election in 2026, which will be held in March. TAG is also seeking to improve its outreach and will discuss various drafted flyers to do so. TAG meetings are in person only and are held in the Templeton CSD boardroom, 420 Crocker Street. In sports for the NFL, the Jaguars beat the Chargers 35-6, the Bills over the Buccaneers 44-32, 49ers beat the Cardinals 41-22, the Rams over the Seahawks 21-19, the Ravens beat the Browns 23-16. The Raiders and Cowboys will play tonight in Monday Night Football. In the NBA, the Spurs beat the Kings 123-110, the Celtics over the Clippers 121-118, the Warriors beat the Pelicans 124-106, Lakers beat the Bucks 119-95 on Saturday. Tonight, the Clippers will face the 76ers, the Pacers will go against the Pistons, the Hornets will face the Raptors, and the Thunder will go against the Pelicans. In high school football, for Game 2 of the CIF playoffs, Redwood from Visalia shut out San Luis Obispo 54-0. Liberty at Madera defeated Morro Bay 41-27. Oro Grande will advance to Game 3. They defeated Garces of Bakersfield 42-29. And the Templeton Eagles will also advance as they defeated Coalinga in a home game 40-14. In Game 3, the Eagles will host North High from Bakersfield, and Arroyo Grande travels to take on Tulare Union. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California news coming up next.
I've had my cars repaired at Davis Body Shop on multiple occasions.
Camille talks about her experiences at Davis Body Shop.
Each time I've been greeted by very friendly and professional staff members. Patrick conducts a thorough assessment of the damage and provides a detailed overview of what the repairs will entail. Their quality of work is exceptional. Thanks, Davis Body Shop.
And thank you, Camille, for sharing your story. When customers write Davis Body Shop, we read each and every letter or email, and we listen to everything you have to say. After all, that's why we've been around for over a half a century, and that's why we are the longest established shop on the Central Coast. We are the Auto Collision Specialist. If you ever need auto body repair service, remember Davis Body Shop on El Camino Real Atascadero and at Paso Robles Chevrolet on Theater Drive. And maybe you too will say,
thanks, Davis Body Shop.
California headline news, the bodies of a 7-year-old girl and her father who entered the water after his daughter was swept into the ocean near Big Sur have now been recovered. Meanwhile, in Southern California, flooded roadways and some mud and debris flows over the weekend, but some residents are relieved.
I feel like it wasn't as bad as I guess they said it was going to be, quite frankly, you know? But, you know, there's still another storm coming, and then we have more coming.
Evacuation orders and warnings across L.A. County were lifted Saturday. The mayor of Oakland praising the police response to last week's shootings on a couple of college campuses there, one of them claiming the life of legendary Laney College football coach John Beam.
School shooting should never happen. Young people should be able to go to school, to professors, teachers, staff, administrators. Everyone should see schools as safe environments.
Mayor Barbara Lee, the suspect in the Beam shooting, 27-year-old Cedric Irving apparently knew the coach, but according to police, didn't have a relationship with him. Gas prices $4.66 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and top users make $200 to $300 per month.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location, Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more, call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Recent droughts in California pushed the cost of surface water for farmers and other users up by $487 per acre foot, according to a new study by researchers at the University of California, Davis. That's more than triple the cost of water during an average year. During dry years, we have really high surface water prices, and during wet years, we have really low surface water prices, said lead author Madeline Turland, a former UC Davis graduate student who is now an assistant professor of resource economics at the University of Alberta. The researchers found that greater use of California's aquifers to store surface water during wet years could help stabilize water prices in years of drought and in turn benefit farms and the state's economy. The study shows why coordinating both sources matters. It can lower costs now and help communities and farmers better weather future climate swings, Turland said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision with no injuries at the intersection of Golden Meadow Drive and Theater Drive just outside of Paso Robles. CHP currently has a unit at the scene, and again, no injuries were reported. Again, there is a traffic collision reported at the intersection of Golden Meadow Drive and Theater Drive just between Paso Robles and Templeton. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Rain this morning with mostly cloudy skies this afternoon, highs in the upper 50s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight with about a 25% chance of showers overnight, lows in the low 40s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, clouds on Thursday with about a half inch of rain forecast. Showers on Friday morning, partly cloudy on Saturday, sunny on Sunday and Monday. Low 60s Wednesday, upper 50s on Thursday, low 60s on Friday, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, 67 a week from today. Currently it is 52 degrees with showers in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 722.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on site. There's convenient parking. Convenient Saturday hours 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Hometown service and focused on you.
Michael's Optical.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened lower, but Alphabet, parent company of Google, opened up nearly 4%. Berkshire Hathaway has purchased a $4.9 billion stake in Alphabet. Amazon is about to sell used Ford cars. It's already selling Hyundai vehicles. Ford says a participating dealer's inventories will be available on Amazon, and you'll be able to make a purchase directly with them. The program starting in Los Angeles, Seattle, and Dallas. Boeing has received a large order from Dubai-based Emirates Airlines. Boeing shares open narrowly higher. Novo Nordisk, maker of Wegovy and Ozempic, will lower the price of the treatments to $340 a month for existing cash-paying patients. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights. So why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
I'm Dr. Brad Dick, chiropractor. Chronic low back pain has no single cause. The way you sit, stand, or move can make matters worse. Learn to identify and break bad habits which may lead to chronic pain. I am a specialist in relieving pain and improving your body's physical function. Spinal adjustments help a joint recover its range of motion and relieve pain. Call Brad Dick Chiropractic at 238-6004, located at 1020 17th Street, across from Blake's True Value Hardware.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Well, it's almost that time, and that is holiday season, and there still is time to make your home inside and outside look absolutely beautiful and memorable. Call Aaron King at Slow Holiday Lights. He lives right here in the North County and can help bring your holiday decor to light. Call Slow Holiday Lights for an estimate, 805-464-7689. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, which you can text that number as well. 238-KPRL, as we are ready for freedom of speech, not from it. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Mr. Ross Potter from the Paso Robles Fire Department. Holiday safety. Yes, indeed, extremely important. Then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour, if she can get out of the mucky muck on her ranch there over on the coast. So maybe a last-minute deal. Keep our fingers crossed. And there you have it. All right. Important things first. Chris, I did a little information finding here on
the hiccups.
68 years from 1922 till 1990. Charles Osborne, he's from Iowa. Now, the reason why he started hiccuping, it was after an accident while trying to weigh a hog.
Huh.
Now, despite his condition, doesn't say what age, by the way, he led a full life, marrying twice, raising 8 children, and even making appearances on national television shows.
Wow.
Okay.
You could probably watch those shows and see how many times he hiccups on the air.
Well, let's see here. Frequency, it began at a rate of about 40 times per minute.
That's annoying.
Slowing to 20 per minute later in life.
Now, still annoying.
Yes. He had to adjust his diet, blending his food to make it easier to swallow. Now, the condition stopped abruptly in 1990 for reasons still unknown, and he died in 1991 after a year of being hiccup-free. I guess the cruel thing to ask is, how could you stand being around it? I mean, is that a little cruel? Or?
No, I was thinking the exact same thing, as weird as it is to say, and I was going to like take it a step further. How are you married to somebody like that and you sleep with them at night? You know what I mean? In the same bed. How do you share a room?
Well, then the other one would be the 8 kids.
Right.
People that are better than you and I.
So it would seem. You know what? I've only bet he's got a great personality.
And a loving heart and very, very, shall we say, just people with bigger hearts than you and I combined.
But genuinely, you know, good for him. It sounds like he led a fulfilling life despite what happened.
Yeah.
Can't help but admire it.
Yeah, I guess. Again, it doesn't say what age. So anyway, that's a, and you know, in the time of history, that's not that long ago. When I first saw this, I thought it would have been, you know, maybe 100, well, yeah, more than 100 years ago. But anyway, so it was true, he passed on. Doesn't say he was what from, but anyway, while trying to weigh a hog. So, folks, I guess the lesson here is whenever you're trying to weigh a hog, take into consideration you can end up having hiccups for 68 years and then have 8 kids. So I hope those hogs were worth money. Speaking of money, the penny, many of you probably know this, that of last Wednesday, the United States Mint stopped producing the penny. The last pennies were pressed at the Mint in Philadelphia on Wednesday, a victim of production cost higher than their worth, coupled with limited usefulness. While the penny remains legal tender, banks and merchants are already reporting shortages. That happened the other day with me at the Denver airport. I went in to get a bottle of water, and I paid cash. And part of the change was, I forget. But anyway, the cashier said, "I don't have any pennies." So what do? They don't mark it down, they mark it up. And I thought, If you do that over the cost or the course of even several days, depending on the volume, that could be a lot of extra money, couldn't it, to a business? They don't have the pennies to give you the change. So they just round it up to the next one. How convenient. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I texted you, and then I thought I had a call just to make sense out of my text. But Chris's article on the water storage and how it could even out our money savings, and this learned person who taught us that, I think most of us know that about 2,500 years ago, Daniel told the Pharaoh to store up on good years so that he can survive the bad years. It's not like it's some new information we needed some elitist to teach us, or we shouldn't have needed an elitist to teach us.
Can you run that by me again? I didn't catch that.
In the Bible, Daniel tells the Pharaoh he's going to have 7 years of good years and then 7 years of bad, and to store up. And so that becomes how the whole Middle East stayed alive, is by going to Egypt and getting their food. And now we got the article from Chris about the water prices and how, and I don't mean to make fun of Chris, if I can, I don't, you know, I just speak stupid sometimes. The professor that taught us recently that if we store our water, we won't have to suffer during a drought. Like, that was 2,500 years ago. We should have learned that.
Isn't that attached to many things?
It's just that I wanted to. To me, it attaches to, we took the Bible out of the schools, or everybody would have went, what? I learned that in the third grade.
Well,
I don't know. There's a lot of moving parts here. I just thought it's kind of, well, to act odd by some professor teaching us that sounds, I'm embarrassed.
Well, unfortunately, we're not going back to those times when and how you learned it. You may want to, but I don't think that will happen in our lifetime. So, what do we do? It's pretty simple. Whether it's money, water, or other things, is you need to conserve and you need to save and plan. That's not rocket science, is what you're referring to. We shouldn't need a professor to tell us that. That should be just common sense.
Right.
You know, I brought that up with the air traffic controllers with the national stories. These people make between $114,000 and $170,000 or even $180,000 a year. And then they're having to go to food lines. I'm being a little facetious. But what did they do with their money?
Right. They did not prep for their lives. I agree.
Okay. And not just them, but apparently many Americans don't.
Right. I agree.
And then it becomes a government problem, supposedly.
Right. Some of the people not getting their SNAP were outrageously funny on the Facebook videos. Like, I don't care. I'm going to take what I want and leave, and you're going to pay for it. And I'm demanding my free stuff, and I can't do without it. It was just kind of, it should have been embarrassing for those people to self-realize.
Well, but what was one of the common denominators, at least from what I remember in the stories, is they can't feed their families. Well, many Americans are going to go, aw, that's a shame. But we never ask the question, what are you doing in your life that you can't put away for a rainy day? And
right.
And particularly if you know that you're in certain situations in a job where the potential of a shutdown may happen, have you done anything to prepare for that?
Right. I think people forget the government's not our only source. You're supposed to use family, friends, church, neighbors. If you shun all those people and just expect the government to come deliver to your couch, then you're gonna look silly when the government shuts down. But we had other sources in the past.
In my own mind, because I was reading about this on my travels, this is it can't be proved. The government has wanted this for many, many years. I'll go back to the 1840s and the 1860s when the government expanded, the Republicans expanded the government. It wasn't the Democrats. It was the Republicans. And that was where Henry Clay, Abraham Lincoln, and others got in on this. They wanted more government control.
Mm-hmm.
And they used taxpayer money to influence people and to do bribes. And the term lobbyists came up during that time as well. I can't prove any of this. I'm just reading history. This was a setup by the government to slowly take control of our lives. Because then people that can't figure it out or don't want to figure it out, or maybe don't even have the means to figure it out, who do they have to rely on? They have to rely on the people who love power. So you have to come crawling to them. And then they're there with their arms open, like a picture of, you know, of Christ that some of us have in our wallets. And here I am, I'll help you out.
Right. Ready to deliver you. Right.
We don't teach the lessons to the people of, hey, you have the ability, use it and plan a little bit better. You don't have to scold them, but they don't do that. They just say, come to me. I will handle it. I am all powerful. And I don't know why the American people aren't resentful of that.
I wish we could all sit around a big breakfast table and talk about this sometime.
To me, it's like meetings. Then you get every single nitwit in that room asking stupid questions or coming up with reasons why they can't. Here is, again, this is pretty simple. It doesn't take, again, as we both indicated here, a professor or a rocket scientist. It doesn't. But we want to, but we want to waste an hour and a half on some damn meeting to tell people what they should know already. You know, when you got an allowance, if you did as a kid, I don't know, but let's just say you did. And and some of us used to get an allowance. You would get whatever it is. I'll just say $5 to make it easy. And you would get the $5 every 2 weeks. And this is an assumption that your parents, well, you knew you weren't going to get anything else for another 2 weeks. So what did you have to do with that $5?
Right. You had to either do without if you overspent, or you had to learn the hard way sometimes at the beginning.
You had to learn how to stretch it out. That's all.
Right.
That's all you have to buy your bubble gum, your baseball cards, your soda pop, whatever it was. And then in 2 weeks, you'll get another $5. And of course, if you do the chores. So now you don't even have to do the chores. And instead of getting the $5 every 2 weeks, well, now we're going to have to give you $5 every week because you're going through it and you're complaining and you're whining and the world's going to come to an end if I don't give you that $5. So I'm here to give you that extra $5. I'm not going to teach you the lesson about what I told you of, you know, making that stretch for 2 weeks. That's to me, it may be simplified in a nutshell. That's what our society has become.
Right. When I picture us around a breakfast table talking about it, I don't picture any whiners. Our community, I think, is a lot of upstanding citizens who have learned a lot, and we could share from each other.
I would tend to,
in the Navy or Army, people at the end of the month are borrowing on their next check.
Well, I'm not going to put the Army because they are special people, okay? They're different from the rest.
Right. But, I mean, even at that age, people are overspending their paychecks.
And here it is, and this may tick off. I think in many cases you're giving too much credit to the community. Look at our city council and what's going on in there. Look with our school districts and the people that are in there now. Who've allowed those people to continue to do what they do, and who are the people that put them in the power? It's the people of the community that have done this. I mean, I just gave you a statistic that 36% of registered Republicans in the county voted in the last election.
Right. Did you hear somebody call in and say that, like, three of their kids are still getting ballots at the House and they're Republicans? So it may be a little bit more to it, but I hear you, and I'd love to just let you get the last word and get out of here before I say something stupid.
Well, no, we want to hear something stupid, so go ahead.
I'm sorry, Chris, if I made your article sound silly or whatever. It was just like the professor. I'm not in awe of professors these days. So.
Well, again, it's not Chris's. It's Chris read the story, but he received it. He didn't make the story up.
Right. I get it from Food and Farm News, so I don't mind.
Okay. All right. It's not you, buddy.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
238-577-5238-KPRL to do that. Let's see here. The caller is mistaken about Daniel and the Pharaoh story. It was Joseph that told Pharaoh to store up grain. Okay. Same lesson, though. Same lesson. Alrighty. So, okay, that was just a little hiccup in memory. Yuck, yuck, yuck. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Pass Robles Food Truck Ad Hoc Committee met for a second time last week on Wednesday. Councilmembers Gregory and Bausch were presented with six recommendations made by staff on feedback from the previous meeting. Recommendations included noise regulation adherence, shade structures, carrying permits, and restricting food trucks from the city's downtown core. The recommendations will be discussed by the full city council in a meeting in December. The Templeton Area Advisory Group, or TAG, will be holding its next meeting this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. TAG holds monthly meetings to solicit community input and provide feedback about proposed development and projects in the area. TAG's annual election is also approaching, with three delegate seats open for 2026. Applications must be submitted no later than January 22nd. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain this morning, then mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 50s, it's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Your choice. As Americans pick their health care plans for next year, the House is back from the government shutdown with health care atop the agenda there. President Trump wants to take the billions that Obamacare would pay to insurance companies and give it direct to consumers to buy their own plans. The GOP's Florida Rep. Anna Paulina Luna tells Fox.
Part of the reason why this hasn't been reformed over so many years is because of the fact that a majority of Congress has bought and paid for. So I think the president's perspective is brilliant.
And the air traffic system recovers from another government shutdown hangover. As of today, the FAA has ended all mandated flight cancellations. O.J. Simpson's estate has officially agreed to pay out $58 million for the wrongful death of Ron Goldman, 31 years after the Brentwood murders of Goldman and O.J.'s ex-wife, Nicole. The NFL star died last year after paying almost nothing on the judgment. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Mark with Paso Pool and Spa Supply. We provide weekly pool and spa maintenance to keep your water crystal clear. We are pool and spa professionals, so we are able to do any repairs you might need. Stop by the shop anytime for a free water analysis or just ask a question from your local pool and spa experts. Paso Pool and Spa Supply is in the Albertson Shopping Center by the UPS store in Paso Robles.
Rich London, the mattress specialist in Paso Robles. Rumor has it you just received the first of many new shipments.
I got over 50 pieces last weekend. They are everywhere. You walk in the store, you're going to see it stacked almost to the ceiling. I've got stuff all over, and I need to move it because I have new stuff coming in as well. So come on in as soon as you can and save a lot of money.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
North County Weather.
At 10 minutes away from 8, and brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. More rain on the way through, well, late this morning, about 100%. That'll taper off to 30% by maybe 5 o'clock this afternoon. Highs today in the upper 50s, and those clouds continuing tonight and overnight. Lows in the upper 30s to low 40s as we head out to Tuesday. We will have, let's see here, just partly cloudy skies. This changed from earlier this morning. Right around 60, partly cloudy, low 60s. Wednesday, Thursday, about a 75% chance of rain. Mid-50s, maybe some AM showers on Friday, 50%. Then low 60s, mid-60s, partly cloudy. Saturday, Sunday, sunny, upper 60s. Mid-60s, Monday, Tuesday, mid-60s. And the day before Turkey Day, mid-60s with some clouds. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down, 6:42 a.m., 4:56 p.m. We are at 52. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Moving right along here on your Monday edition at 8.5 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
What's going on? What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit, a Paso Robles restaurant in the River Oaks community. You have some folks coming for the holidays. Well, plan ahead, and they've got you covered. Let's see here. Cuesta Concord Chorus presents A Very Merry Christmas, featuring Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's and the music. Friday, December 5th, Sunday, December 7th, and the first one will be at the OPEC main stage, CPAC main stage, at 7:30, and then the matinee on Sunday, December 7th, that's at the Templeton Pack. How about that? And so you can go online to their website, to the Cuesta Concord Chorus, and get those tickets and watch this timely A Very Merry Christmas. Also, the Paso Robles Democratic Club will present its second annual Steve Martin Community Service Award, and that will be to Dr. Susan Robinson for her work in both women's health care and an end-of-life care. The ceremony is a nonpartisan award planned for Wednesday, December 17th at the, let's see, 5:30 at the, says, PRDC's holiday celebration. Okay, this will take place at the Quail Run Community Center in Paso Robles, and tickets are available at PasoRoblesDemocrats.org. That's PasoRoblesDemocrats.org. Coming up on 17th of December, they got it in early, so you'll hear it again. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. So when you have those folks over for the holidays, yeah, you can get them lunch, you can get them brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Okay, let's see here. Time for birthdays and anniversary, and that time would be 7 minutes away from 8.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, hosting a special event. Well, they had that, but the special event that they're not necessarily hosting, but they're ready for you, and that's the holidays. That would be Christmas, so get her done. Okay, local celebrities we have leading off, Sharon McCleary, Jaron Barnhard, Michael Burks, Robert J. Robertson, Billy Howard. We have Tom Harrington, Shirley Lynn Montgomery, Cheryl Mumford, Tobin Sinclair Jr., Teddy Ramirez, Christopher Branham, Maria Sturgis. And well, this is true here. It says St. Kathy and Steve Silva are having an anniversary. That's St. Kathy, certainly. And the in parentheses name next to Steve, FCC will not let me or allow me to say it. just saying. On my right-hand side, let's see here. Monty, Bernard Montgomery, the commander of the British Army in Normandy there. 1887, 1976, the film director and teacher of method acting, Lee Strasberg. 1901, 1982, Rock Hudson. 1925, 1985, Rance Howard, the dad of Ron and Clint. 1928, 2017, track and field Hall of Famer, gold medalist decathlon twice. Bob Mathias, 1930, 2006, he was a cover on the Wheaty Boxes for a year. Gary Bell, pretty good pitcher with the Indians, 1936. I love the movie Bedazzled. Peter Cook, 1937, 1995. We just lost him a couple of years ago. Gordon Lightfoot, 1938, 2023. Gene Clark of the Birds, 1941, 1991. Bob Gaudio, he was quite the talent. You remember the song Short Shorts, the Royal Teens, but he went on to do a lot of producing and writing for the Four Seasons. Bob was born in 1942. Martin Scorsese, pretty good director, 1942. Lauren Hutton, the actress, 1943. I loved this guy in Taxi and pretty good in those Jersey Mike commercials. Danny DeVito, 1944. I forget the name of the character in Taxi, but he was something else. Lorne Michaels, Saturday Night Live, 1944. One of the greatest pitchers of all time was also born in 1944 out that way in Fresno, Tom Seaver. He died in 2020, one of the best college and pro basketball players of all time, the Big E, Elvin Hayes, 1945, from Jethro Tull, Martin Berry, 1946. I already said punter, Herman Weaver with the Lions, 1948. Let's see here, who else do we have on this list here, going down? Daisy Fuentes, the whatever she does. 1966, pretty good relief pitcher with the M's and the Yanks and others, Jeff Nelson. 1966, Ronnie DeVoe from New Edition and the Bell Biv DeVoe. 1967, I don't know who I'm looking here for. Gold medalist in the diver in the Olympics, Laura Wilkinson, 1977. Reggie Wayne, he was a good wide receiver, played with the Colts primarily, 1978. And the cheater, he was an MVP and he cheated, Ryan Braun, 1983. Reed Perry from the band Perry, yes, 1988, that makes sense. And that is it. Passing away on this day, who do we have? Ruth Brown, one of the great R&B singers of all time. She died in 2006. Well, from Good Times, yes, indeed. Esther Rolle, she died in 1998, my goodness. And Mary Tudor, the Queen of England, known as Bloody Mary. She gone in 58, rather. All right, going to the top of the list, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He was one of the smartest pitchers I ever heard interview in my life. Years after he retired, he would sit down and they would do these, you know, great home runs, great games, great pitcher, whatever. And he would say, yep, that was an 0-2 curveball. And he threw the pitch 30 years ago. He would just, even when he played with the Mets, the interviews after the games on how he would set up the batters in the first inning to the third inning to the seventh inning, because back then the guys pitched more than five innings. And he pitched a whole lot of innings for 20 years. And he was mostly pretty darn good. 12-time All-Star, 3-time Cy Young Award winner, Rookie of the Year, 3 times wins leader, 3-time ERA leader, 5-time strikeout leader, and he also won a world championship with the Mets. And he played with the Mets, the Reds, back with the Mets, the White Sox, and the Boston Red Sox. He won 311 games, only lost 205. His ERA lifetime, 2.86. Terrific Tom goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The County Elections Office has completed its 1% manual tally, confirming the accuracy of its tabulators and is on track to tabulate all remaining unprocessed ballots. The Clerk Recorder's Office also says voter participation for Slo County was about 62%, higher than the state average of about 50%. Paso Robles' annual Christmas light parade will be returning to downtown Paso Robles Saturday, December 6th. The parade starts at 6 p.m. This year's theme is Christmas Lights, Winter Nights. The deadline to enter the parade has been extended to Tuesday, November 18th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain this morning, then mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 50s. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
Something to think about with Seaver. Only Tom Seaver and Walter Johnson have 300 wins, 3,000 strikeouts, and an ERA under 3. 16 opening day starts is an MLB record. An amazing career for Mr. Seaver. Passed away at the age of 75 in 2020. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.